calling on her phone. I've got no time to be alone. Someone coming at me all the time. You better think I lose my mind. Cause I'm stranded on my own. Stranded, far from home. Alright.
Welcome to another episode of Stranded, the Australian Canadian music and talk show. If you're new to the show, in the next hour you're going to hear some great brand new music from Australian independent musicians and Canadian artists as well. And we're going to kick off the show with some older tunes. We always do that. I love musical history. I love to dig into the past and see the great artists who have influenced the current crop of musicians in the Australian and Canadian independent music worlds. You can find us online. We have a blog, ozstrandedradio.com, where we archive all of our podcasts as well as our interviews. So this week we have another interview, an artist that I was very impressed with when I saw him play live. I didn't know what to expect because I kind of heard about this gig at quite short notice. This name is Wax Mannequin. He is a solo singer-songwriter from Ontario, and I caught him playing in BC about a month or two back and recorded a short interview which we're going to broadcast for you in a little while. But first up, let's start out with some older tunes and a band called Laughing Clowns, who were based in Sydney, New South Wales from 1979 through to 1984. And they were the band that Ed Cooper formed after the Saints broke up, after their third album, Prehistoric Sounds. And he shifted his sound considerably, but there were a little bit of preview of it in that Prehistoric Sounds record, where he used some brass. So the Laughing Clowns shifted away from the pure punk of the Saints into free jazz kind of music, influenced by free jazz, bluegrass and krautrock. So a pretty interesting mix of sounds, and they were definitely an acquired taste and an underground phenomenon both in Australia and in the UK, where the Laughing Clowns were based for quite a while. So here's something different for you right now from the distant past of Australia's musical heritage. We're going to start out with a track from 1980 from the Laughing Clowns, and it's called Holy Joe. It's from the Laughing Clowns EP. They put out a few albums, most significantly the Eternally Yours record. So we're going to play for you two tracks from Eternally Yours after this first track from Holy Joe. So here it is. Here's Laughing Clowns from Australia. They were around for not long, but they did reform for some shows around 2010, but primarily they were around from the post-punk period, 1979 till 84. So here we go. Here's Laughing Clowns with Holy Joe, featuring Ed Cooper.
To the dark. And why you hold your point of view. Like friends? Well, we like you. So become a member and get a Friends of CITR card. Not only does it make you special, but it gives you all kinds of deals with our friends on Main Street, including 10% off at Antisocial Skateboard Shop, Devil May Wear, Red Cat Records, Woo Vintage Clothing, and more. Visit CITR.ca for more, or come check us out in the Nest.
You are tuned into Stranded, the Australian Canadian music and talk show. A blast from the past there from Laughing Clowns from Sydney, New South Wales. They were around from 1979 through to 1984. And so that was the project that Ed Cooper got together when the Saints disbanded after their third record. So something very different there, different sound that he shifted into, kind of free jazz, experimental, that last song in particular is a real classic, Eternally Yours. It's a title track from the album Eternally Yours. And Ed Cooper, of course, has gone on to do incredible things for decades since in his solo career. So let's get into a track from his latest record called Lost Cities. It's a beautiful album, very mellow, very worthwhile having a couple of listens and letting it sink in. We've played a lot of tracks from this album so far, but I want to get into another one, track two. This is Friends with the Neighbours. But after that, we're going to play for you two brand new tracks from Australia. Jack and the Kids, an indie rock band from Melbourne, with their debut single called Alone. And then Emily South. She is also from Melbourne. Real great rock and roll sound, as she's releasing a single called Howl on Halloween. So very fitting. First up, here is Ed Cooper.
No rusty mother, no working hack. There go the young girls, they won't be back. Making friends with the leader, feeling his hands upon your back. Is the cry from the beginning feel just like a touch of rain? Shadows, a total rain, a smoky figure, smudged window pane. It's not the sound of love you see, it's not the way I wanna be. Making friends with a little, feeling his hands upon a bag. There go the young boys, and you know that they ain't ever coming back. Thank you.
Hey there, listeners. You're listening to 101.9 FM CITR, and it's a beautiful day in Vancouver here, and hope you're enjoying the weather, and probably sitting at the beach drinking some booze.
This is Stranded, the Australian Canadian music and talk show with your host Matt. This is a weekly show all about Australian and Canadian independent music, and right there you had three brand new tracks from Australia. Ed Cooper with his latest record Lost Cities. We heard a stunning track there called Friends with the Neighbours, and after that was two new artists. First up was Emily South. The name is E-M-I-L-E-E, Emily South, a rockin' track there called Howl, and she's releasing that on Halloween in Australia. She is from Melbourne, and her website is emilysouth.com. And then after that was a band called Jack and the Kids. So they have recorded a single called Alone, which was recorded in Melbourne at the Sing Sing Studios. They apparently won the Triple J Unearthed Groovin' the Moo competition. So they have their debut single, Alone, is out, and you just heard it. Okay, into the Canadian music now, and this week's extra special guest. I want to introduce you to a song by Wax Mannequin, a really fascinating artist, just a quality performer, very intense, personable, and incredible guitar player, and just got a unique sound. I was really impressed when I saw Wax play up at Williams Lake, BC a couple of months back. His latest record is called No Safe Home, so I want to introduce you to him with a track called Body Black from that album. Here's Wax Mannequin. Wonderful track there from Wax Mannequin, and he is an artist from Hamilton, Ontario, and I caught up with him for a quick chat just before a show in Williams Lake, BC a couple of months ago. So that track there was called Body Black from his album No Safe Home, and we'll play one more track from Wax Mannequin after we hear from this chat. And I always love it when I hear I talk to Canadian artists who have a connection to Australia. Wax Mannequin has toured there, so he'll speak a little bit about that now. Here we go. Here is my chat with Wax Mannequin. So here this evening, I'm sitting in a restaurant in Williams Lake, BC. It's CJ's Grill, and Chris, who is known as Wax Mannequin, is joining me. Hello, Chris.
Hi, how are you?
Very good.
Great.
We're meeting for the first time, and you're playing today with Joey Only, a friend of yours, touring partner.
You bet.
I did know a lot about you. I came being a fan of Joey's work, and I've, in a couple of hours, late in the afternoon at work, I checked out your music online. Really, oh, yeah. Really interesting, and there's a big performance artist part of your thing, I would say. Do you want to speak to that? Or?
I wouldn't reject that that notion. Yeah, I think... I mean, these days I just enjoy playing shows and connecting with people and singing songs. But I think historically there's always been a piece, an instinct where I'm trying to you know, make it as more fun or you know, conceptually challenging as possible for myself when I'm playing. So yeah, you know, I like to mix it up in terms of the way I present the sounds, present the music. Yeah.
Is the wax mannequin moniker, how did you come up with that?
When I used to be in a band called Golden Lake Diner in Hamilton, and I think started performing solo to open up for that band, and it's just a name I came up with at the time. It was, you know, in school and reading some philosophy and that sort of thing, and the name seemed to fit in that moment and in that era, and I've stuck with it and stand by it.
And yeah, many records and tours under your belt. The first record, Year 2000, self-titled, and your latest one, No Safe Home. There's one track that stood out for me I saw on the internet, End of Me, where you're referencing a couple of Canadian cities.
Oh, I see.
In that. Can you speak of what you were talking about in that song?
It came from a lot of traveling I did with my wife, or at that time the woman I was seeing and building a life with, and traveling long for long hours with someone brings out the best and the worst, I think, and through that we really found deeper ways to connect with one another, and I kind of relate that to the ways I'm passionate for this country I live in, and all the highs and lows of it, the strange sort of misguided parts and beautiful vistas and excellent culture. Yeah, that's what that song is about, if that's meaningful at all.
Yeah. We'll play that for the listeners today. And yeah, it sounds like, you know, you have done a hell of a lot of touring around the country. How many, you know, how much of the year would you say on average you would spend outside of Hamilton?
Well, these days I do a more extensive tour in the summer, whether it's often it ends up being out here, out west. Done a number of things in Europe at that time. And then during the remainder of the year, I'm usually reside in Ontario, recording and touring around that way. So, yeah, how much out of the year? Really all summer and adventurous times during the remainder of the year and during the winter.
And you have been to Australia, which is great, given
yeah.
This is the Australian-Canadian Music
yeah.
and Talk Show. I'm really keen to hear about your experiences there, if anything sticks out.
I remember, you know, a lot happened there. In fact, I just put out a record on Cokie Records, a label that was together at the time. They supported me to get down to Australia for a tour, released the album there, and we just... myself and like three other artists sort of just stormed around in a van from city to city. The nice thing about many Australian cities, you could play kind of four gigs in a row, different parts of town, and without burning yourself out or without sort of burning crowds out. People are accustomed to either seeing shows multiple nights in a row or you know, tapping into different pockets of music community within Melbourne or Brisbane and whatnot. The drives are both more beautiful than Canada, but also more daunting. It's the only country I've traveled in where, you know, it's more ambitious to tour than it is in my home country. Because, you know, 10-hour drives. What is it between Melbourne and Brisbane? About 10 hours?
At least, yeah.
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 Yeah. When we stop at Byron Bay, though, and watch the sunrise, and, you know, it's cold and amazing. Feel like you're falling off the edge of the world, and those big, big bugs are crawling up under your tent, and you make through all right with a very memorable experience that you're going to take with you for the rest of your life. That's why I felt. I mentioned that previous song, End of Me, the girl I sing about in that tune, that was one of our first tours together, too, in Australia. So very, very fond memories of traveling. That's that awesome place.
How long ago was that?
I'll be in 2005.
Right.
It's like more than a decade.
Yeah.
Wow.
And maybe you'll be back another time. Who knows?
I sure hope so. Yeah.
Well, we're speaking with Wax Mannequin here. Chris Adini. Is that your... How do you...
Yeah,
spell
Adini.
Adini.
Yeah.
Chris Adini. From Hamilton, Ontario. Really great set of influences I saw on your website. Bruce Cockburn and Gordon Lightfoot. Frank Zappa. You know, that's a...
I'm really looking forward to hearing what you play tonight. I haven't seen you live yet, but did you want to speak to any of those influences? Or it's an interesting mix, the classic Canadians and the more out there experimental, I guess.
Yeah, all of that, I guess. It's hard to pinpoint influence in style of music after you've been doing it so long. It's just what feels right I end up doing, and after touring and sort of interacting with audiences so much, I tend to find something that is both a fun party and artistically pleasing for myself. So, you know, I like to build my shows like a party temple, and, you know, bring the rock and bring the festivities as needed, and have a party good time, yeah, cool. As we will tonight
at CJ's in Williams Lake, British Columbia. On Wax Mannequin's latest tour, he's playing tonight with Joey Only, another guest of this show.
The streets of Vancouver are flooded with the blood of the sleepwalking dead. Dream we walked on this river together as greasy hands pulled us in above our heads. Ancient insides are burning. The fiery pine beetle cooks her bones. Told me if I burn bright like she does, come the winter, I won't make it home. So you follow me out through gray rain and darker doubt. Follow me back. Coals are red, souls are black. Said you'd follow me to the end of the earth, but the end of me is bound to come first. Calgary's gold is someone's curse. I've seen the good life get better as the living gets worse. I came to you oil rich and angry, but the power weighed more than it's worth. So you follow me west to keep fire off my chest. You follow me east to console the icy beast. Said you'd follow me to the end of the earth, but the end of me is bound to come first. Lady, I know a life that you long for, and I'll win it for you if I can. Folks say there's a good flood that's coming, and I've seen the drownings begun. This river swept up your man. The fires of St. John never ended. In us punks, in us drunks, it still burns. And though Irving has bought up our body, we're not gonna sell them our word. So you follow me east to control the icy beast. You follow me west to put fire back in my chest. Said you'd follow me to the end of the earth, but the end of me is bound to come first. Oh, you follow me out through gray rain, darker doubt. You follow me back, coals are red, feet burn black. Said you'd follow me to the end of the earth, but the end of me is bound to come first. You said you'd carry me, but this river is grown. This river is carrying us home.
Hello, Vancouver. This is Carolyn Mark. You're listening to CITR 101.9 on your FM dial.
Wax Mannequin there. One more track. That is a song called End of Me. So Wax Mannequin was our special guest. You just heard there a chat I had with him before a show in Williams Lake, BC. He was on a tour from his home base out in Hamilton, Ontario. I recommend checking him out. He's just a unique voice in Canadian music, and he's been around for quite a while. He played up at the Arts Wells Festival recently. So waxmannequin.com is his website. All right. We have time for some more new Canadian music. Let's play another track from Tanya Gallagher from her EP Virginia. We interviewed Tanya a couple of months back. She is from the United States, where she grew up in Florida, but she's based in Vancouver currently. And here's a song called Southern Soul. And then we're going to hear from Adrian Teacher and the Subs out of Vancouver with Flowers in My Eyes, which is a limited edition cast single. And then we're going to hear from Destroyer from the Poison Season record from last year. Destroyer is a real favorite of mine. Okay, here's Tanya Gallagher. You are on Stranded.